Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. It's just you and me. I've got a story I want to tell you. Don't you love stories? I love it when somebody tells me a story, and I have a confession. I love to tell stories. This is a great story. This is an against all odds story. This is a David and Goliath almost kind of a story. And it reminds me of you. And this is the reason why I want to tell you this story. One of sports history's greatest upsets happened at the 1975 U.S. Open tennis tournament, a professional tennis tournament at Forest Hills, New York. The Spaniard Manuel Orantes defeated legendary Jimmy Connors. Remember Jimmy, the lefty? He was back in the 70s, especially. He was he and Bjorn Borg and so many others were great. But Jimmy was, I mean, I don't know how many U.S. Opens he won. Well, Manuel Orantes beat Jimmy Connors in straight sets, in three sets, bam, bam, bam. He beat him in the 1975 U.S. Open to become the U.S. Open champion. But that contest isn't the best part of this story. Beating Connors to win a professional tennis Grand Slam tournament couldn't have happened if the night before, against all odds, Orantes had not demonstrated what I consider to be enormous courage and extreme perseverance. I was a big tennis fan back in those days. I played tennis back in those days. And I watched this tournament. I'll never forget it. Think about this. In the semifinal match between Orantes and the Argentinian Guillermo Vilas, I remember him? Well, and this is the day before. Now, this is just the day before he beat Connors. Manuel Orantes was on the court against Vilas. The Spaniard, Orantes, was down 2-1. Now, think about this, folks. If you're a tennis player, you know what I'm talking about. But if you're not, folks, think about this. 2-1 in a best out of five. 2-1. 5-0 to zip in the fourth set. And 2 match points in the sixth game. And Vilas was serving triple match point. And he's triple match point to the seventh power. Because he's got to dig himself out of a 5-game deficit, right? If he even wins this game. So if Orantes loses one more point in this game, the match is over. And even if he battles back to win this game, he would then have to win the next 6 games in order to force a 5th set to determine who advances to the finals. Tennis fans know that a score of 2-1, 5-0, 40-love is an against all odds, improbable, impossible comeback scenario. There's another group that can appreciate the long odds Orantes faced. Small business owners, you folks, you know what I'm talking about. Entrepreneurs are no strangers to the marketplace equivalent of triple match point to the seventh power. Here's what it might look like and sound like. You lose a major customer. You have an unexpected expense, and then you have a cash flow crisis that was brought to your attention because there was a call from the bank, and all that happened in 1 hour. Yeah, been there, done that, right? Me too. The question is not whether a small business will have triple match point challenges. Orantes faced it only once. Small business owners see it all the time. The question is not whether you'll face that. The question is, how well will you manage them, right? So back to the tennis match. In perhaps one of the gutsiest displays of guts in the history of pro tennis. Arantes overcame the triple match point to take the sixth game, and then proceeded to win the next six in a row to claim the fourth set 7-5. Think about that. He was 0-5, down triple match point in the sixth game. He won that game and then won the next six to take that 6-7-5 and to even up the sets. This courageous comeback was not only produced the momentum to beat Vilas 6-4 in the final set and get Arantes into the finals with Connors, but as you now know, it carried over, the momentum carried over to the next day when he became the 1975 U.S. Open champion by dispatching one of the greatest tennis champions of all time, Jimmy Connors, in straight sets. And by the way, I'll point something else out. That game with Vilas the day before, usually they get a day's rest, right? But for some reason, they played the semifinals just before the finals. Arantes didn't even get in bed till 2 o'clock Sunday morning before the finals. So think about that. Think about those kinds of odds. Next time your business is down triple match point, remember that as long as the game isn't over, you can survive. As long as you have the desire to win, you can succeed. As long as you believe in yourself, you can gain the momentum to win today and to become a champion tomorrow. And you know, that last thing is so important, my friends. Someone asked me not long ago, what does it take to really be an entrepreneur, to really be a small business owner, to really be able to go out there in the marketplace and make and carve out your own place in the marketplace from nothing? You know, what do you need? Capital, passion, that kind of thing, right? Well, you got to have some of that, both of those. But I believe the single most important thing that differentiates successful entrepreneurs from those who don't make it, they're the ones who believe in themselves. I really think that's important. And folks, if you can believe in yourself, even when you're down triple match point, you can still win. Isn't that a great story? I love telling that story. Manuel Arantes is the only, as far as I know, the only Grand Slam tournament he ever won, and I'll never forget watching that tournament. All right, I got to take a quick break. Before I do, I want to remind you about my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com, and I want to ask you a favor. Ask you to do me a favor. Go to my website, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Now, I tell you about it all the time, but I want you to do me a favor. Go to the website, and there's a poll question right there on the homepage, on the bottom, on the right, down just a little bit. Do me a favor, take that poll. Answer the questions. When you click it, the answer, by the way, you know how that works. It'll show you the results so far. So do me a favor and go do that for me. I'll be back after these messages. I got some more stuff I want to talk about. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.